Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Brachim, Perek Yod, Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned with Chos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zachar to find Ruziv Gagon Bikarav Mamesh. And now we move on to another topic. The Mishnah tells us, "Kol Tadir Mechaveroi, Kaidem Es Chaveroi." Whatever is more Tadir, it's more common, that comes first. So if we have two different things that we're supposed to be doing, bring a carbon or doing the avoid of one of the carbonos, which one do we do first? Whichever one is Tadir, whichever one is more common. This rule is often called Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir, Tadir Kaidem. We have something that's more common and less common, so the thing that's more common comes first, and we find that all over. We have talus and tefillin to put on. Which one do we put on first, talus or tefillin? Well, talus is tadir. You wear it more often because talus is worn on Shabbos and Yontif when we don't wear tefillin, so we're going to put on a talus before tefillin. And there's many different applications of this rule, so that's what the Mishnah is telling us in regards to karbanos. The Mishnah continues, Hatmidim kadon l'musafin. The karban tamid, which is brought every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, that comes before a karban musaf, because a karban musaf doesn't come every day. It's only on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and Yontif, but not every day. So karban tamid comes before the karban musaf. Musafei Shabbos. But when we have Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, the Musaf of Shabbos comes before the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, because obviously Shabbos is more often than Rosh Chodesh. And Musaf Rosh Chodesh comes Musaf Rosh Hashanah. The Musaf that's brought on Rosh Chodesh comes before the Musaf is brought on Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is only once a year. Now, how do we know this? Shenemar, the pasuk says, and this drasha tells us that whatever is tadir, we bring it first. And moving on to Mishnah Beis with another important rule: whatever is more holy than the next thing, that comes before. Here's examples. If we have two bloods that need to be sprinkled on the Mizbeach, the blood of a carbon chatos and the blood of a carbon oila, we do the chatos first. Because meratze. What does it mean it's meratze? So carbon chatos is a kapara for somebody who is over an iser that he would get kares for, and that needs obviously a very big kapara, and therefore the chatos in a way has more kedusha than a carbon oila does. However, avrei oila kadmin le'imurei chatos, the limbs of a carbon oila that need to be put on the Mizbeach, they come before the limbs of a chatos that need to be put on the Mizbeach. Why is that? That's because they're completely burned. A carbon oil is completely burned on the Mizbeach, whereas a chatos is only partially burned, and some of it is eaten by kaihanim. So when it comes to the blood of a chatos and the blood of an oila, the blood of the chatos is more kadosh. When it comes to the limbs of an oila and chatos, so the oila comes first. The Mishnah continues, chatos kedems la'asham. A carbon chatos comes before an asham. Why is that? Because the blood of the chatos is applied to four corners of the Mizbeach and to the yisoid. The extra blood is poured on the yisoid of the Mizbeach. Now, Asham kadam la taida la el nazir. Carbon asham comes before a taida and the ram brought by a nazir. Why is that? Meneshu kache kachim. Because an asham is called kache kachim and these are kachim kalim. Now a taida vel nazir kadam la shlamim. A carbon taida and the ram of a nazir comes before a regular carbon shlamim. Why is that? Meneshu nachal liyamechlu tunim lachem. That's because they're eaten only for one day and bread is brought along with them as well. So that makes it more chashav and kadosh. And shlamim kadam la bachar. Carbon shlamim comes before a bachar. Meneshu him tunim matan arbu smichun sachim tunim is chaz v'shaik. Because a carbon shlamim requires all these things. Matan Arba is four blood applications on the sides of the Mizbeach. Smicha is that the owner needs to lean on it before it's shechted. Nesachim is wine libations that come along with it. And the Chaz and the Shaik, which is the chest and the leg, are waved around. So that makes it more Kaddish than a Bechar, and that's why it's going to be brought first. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow the Mishnah Gimel and Daled with more examples. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.